88.5 FM and 88.5FM.org. My name's Mookie, the music director here, and we do have live music in the studio this afternoon. John Butler from John Butler Trio playing the theater at the Ace Hotel this evening, downtown Los Angeles. A beautiful theater. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, man. How are you?
Very well. Thanks for taking the time, and thanks for being here. You do recall being at this radio station in the past, but that must have been a good amount of years ago.
Yeah, man. It was a while ago now. Yeah. I want to say like 7. I'm pulling out 7. There you go. 7.
That sounds about right to me.
Is it?
JohnButlerTrio.com is the website. You can get all the merch, delve into the music catalog, and there's certainly a lot to talk about, especially with this new record called Home. So yeah, just as an outsider looking in, it appears that this record is more or less a snapshot of where your life is right now. But can we get a song out of you right off of the bat?
Sure.
You're playing all new stuff from... from the record Home.
I reckon I might as well. Yeah.
Cool.
Well, this song is kind of another character. It's not necessarily me, but there's me in him. And his song's called Tell Me Why.
Tell me what it's all about, darling. Tell me what.
There you go. That is John Butler of John Butler Trio live in studio here on 88.5 FM. The song is called Tell Me Why, not exactly an autobiographical tune from what I understand, but some subject matter that people could probably relate to there. So what was the inspiration sonically to kind of tinker with things in the studio there?
I mean, to tell you the honest truth, it was the fact that I actually had a technological medium that was made for a Luddite and that I could use as quickly and as easy as a guitar. So what I'm referencing is GarageBand. And, you know, GarageBand, when I used to use it 10 years ago, I had to use it on my laptop. And as the format changed, it just got harder to use on the laptop. And so I don't even have a laptop anymore anyway. And so I started actually just using GarageBand on my phone, actually.
Wow.
And all of a sudden, you know, I had all these things at my fingertips that were really easy. So drum machines, instead of like having to fly a drummer in from the East Coast, you know, where my drummer lives, and, you know, buy a drum machine and ask somebody who knows how to use it and then quantize it and then put it through Pro Tools. It's like all of a sudden I was just able to experiment with the sounds in real time very easily. And it's music I've always enjoyed, you know. I mean, most of the music I listen to is going to be more R&B and hip-hop based than it ever is going to be folk, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was able just to kind of, all those beats that I love and all those beats that, you know, that I essentially write my music to most of the time, I was just actually able to write myself. So I wasn't going, instead of like going, hey, man, can you play something like, I could actually play it. I can... But I could play it into the drum machine and then all of a sudden add synths to it. And just like, I was doing all this stuff in real time by myself. And so that created a whole kind of new production level, where I wasn't like, you know, the logistical kind of apparatus of flying in two musicians from over east, getting the engineer in, getting the studio already, and all the stuff in between you and the creative process. And then sometimes the people in between you and the creative process as well. It's just like, you know, very awesome and helpful musicians, but sometimes if you have your own ideas, it's like you're having to like have them translated through them. And so I didn't have to do that this time, and it was a different sound because of it. I never wanted to make like a hip-hop album or anything like that, and I don't think there's any like necessary like Beyonce beats on the album, but like, you know, if you were to ask me, you know, my favorite album, then I'm gonna say, you know, most probably, for most situations, other than like way chilling out kind of stuff, I'd say like Under Construction by Missy Elliott, because, you know, Timbaland and people like Pharrell and, you know, those people are creating the beats that I enjoy, that I will involuntarily dance to. Yeah. And so, you know, that's kind of my jam. But then as an artist, I'm a folk musician, so you know, I may be hearing, you know, but I'm hearing, so that's kind of, I'm just trying to join kind of my influences and what's informing me sonically together, and so that's kind of what came out, you know, that, and that's how and why it sounds the way it sounds.
Right, that's fascinating. I imagine you could just get lost by yourself in the studio, just creating at times.
I get lost by myself in my shed.
Well, you got lost here, actually, trying to find the studio.
Exactly. Yeah, I do more of my creativity outside of the studio, actually. More like in my shed, just with my guitar and an iPad, really.
John Butler is here of John Butler Trio. The new record's called Home. It's available right now. You got an amazing catalog of music to look back on. There's lots of studio stuff. There's lots of live records as well that people could delve into and get their hands on. Again, the theater at the Ace Hotel this evening. It's important to note that these songs here this afternoon completely stripped down, and the production on the record sounds a little bit different. We appreciate you kind of stripping it down here for us. It's kind of unique.
Yeah, cool. Well,
versions.
Thanks for having us. When the curtains are drawn, everybody is gone, and I sit here all alone. And all the bottles are dry, coming down from the high, all I want is home. In the land of palm trees, hotel room on my knees, there's no warmth here on sunset. The connection is faint, and you keep dropping out. I got your voice ringing in my head, saying, baby, come home. Regret the choices I made, but I'm too selfish to change. Digging this bottomless hole, and it's corroding my soul. And deeper and deeper I dig into madness. This hole in the bucket, it only brings sadness. And running from demons while chasing the angels. Everywhere my weave gets tangled, I wanna go home. I can't find my direction to home, and I'm losing connection. Wallet, got the number on my phone, but I'm too scared to call it. When I'm on the beach, I'm freezing on the other side of the world. Living everywhere else but the place that I call home. I can't find my direction.
There you go, 88.5 FM live music in our studio this afternoon. John Butler Trio playing the Ace Theater, the theater at the Ace Hotel this evening. JohnButlerTrio.com is the website. You've been putting out music since the late 90s. And again, if you're unfamiliar with the John Butler music, there's a lot to delve into and a lot available online right now. Speaking of online, on your website, there's some great music videos for about four of these new songs. And also there's a podcast, isn't there? So if this interview wasn't in-depth enough, people should check out the podcast and really, really get in there.
Yeah, if they really want to know what's going on, you'll find out, like, you'll find out everything, man. You'll find out everything, like, you know. The album's pretty close to the bone. And so, you know, you can get into the marrow on the podcast.
There was a song you played earlier that it wasn't autobiographical, but again, people might be able to relate to the subject matter. There is a song on this album, Coffee, Methadone, and Cigarettes. It's heavy. Yes, and is that
some lead in that one?
Is that a true kind of story? And what are you drawing from when you write a song like that?
It's completely true story. It's a song about my dad's family and my family and about my grandfather dying in a bushfire in 1958, January 2nd, and leaving eight children behind, the eldest being 10, the youngest being one, and leaving my grandmother, who's a Greek-Bulgarian immigrant, in the bush by herself with eight kids. And the reality of that the kind of the ground zero and the shock waves that were kind of generated from that time, and how it affects people, how it affects the generations. You know, there's this saying that goes, you know, it takes six generations for a trauma to leave a family. And yes, it's interesting, like thinking about that and thinking about, yeah, my grandfather dying and how it, the effect it had on my father and the effect that it had on our whole family. And yeah, it's a completely 100% autobiographical intergenerational pain song.
Amazing. And yeah, that's just one song that made it on the new record, Home. Again, John Butler is here of John Butler Trio. How about another song before we kind of wrap it up here?
Yeah. Color. Dry season in the town of Broome. Yeah, I found my staircase to the moon. Of all the people I can find, I found you, our families cross the ocean, so we could share this space and time. You just